Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just messaged me to let me know that a record has been set. Nice. So great
hold
job,
on. I've
Jonesy.
I've got more information now. Al will not be invited back next year.
Yep.
Because they want the money more.
The lady that won the 50-50 donated it back to the charity as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tremendous. All right, what about a question?
All right. WIP Morning Show is broadcasting live from the delicious Doc McGrogan's in Seattle City, powered by the Tasty Cake Studio. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Today's WIP Morning Show Twitter question. How do you rate Howie Roseman's trade of Jordan Matthews and a third-round draft pick for Ronald Darby? 47% say good. 45% say not sure yet.
Wow.
8% bad.
All right, so only 8% felt negative about it.
Correct.
I have one of them on the line with us right
now. Oh, no.
From NJ.com, Elliot Shore Parks. I was floored by this. He said no on the deal. He is here. He covers the Eagles every day. Does a great job. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, I was floored you're calling Howie one of the best general managers ever, so I guess we're even in that way.
All right, Elliot, this isn't a personal thing.
I like it.
We happen to have different opinions on this trade. I love it. I haven't had a call yet from anybody who didn't love it, but you didn't love it. Explain why.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that you do love it because, you know, how excited you are about Carson Wentz. I just think coming into this season, the biggest goal was to make sure Carson Wentz had the players around him to improve. And now that Matthews is gone, I mean, Matthews was his most reliable and in some ways his best receiver he had, and now he's gone. So, you know, you mentioned the drops by Matthews. Matthews had the best hands on this team if you look at the drops from last year. So you're really losing a lot on offense, in my opinion. And although I agree that the cornerback position was a need and having a better secondary does help Wentz, Darby was not good last year, and I understand he was Rookie of the Year 2 years ago, but if you're just looking at what he's actually done recently, he was not very good last year. So that's my hesitation with this. I think you're really hurting the offense, and you're improving the secondary, and then also you give up the third-round pick. So those are my hesitations with the trade.
All right. Now, there's another aspect to this that I think we can't ignore, and that is that Jordan Matthews, beloved by his teammates and by us. Elliot, he was a great guy to go to talk to about the team, to get the real story of what's going on. Let's start with the impact in the locker room. I heard that even Saturday, everybody was down about him leaving. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Matthews was probably, I would say, the most popular player in the locker room among both offense and defense, and not to mention your franchise quarterback. I mean, that was probably his best friend on the team. And then Malcolm Jenkins, who's the leader on the defensive side of the ball, said, you know, he's going to have to find himself another Jordan Matthews when it comes to getting workouts and one-on-one work after practice. So, you know, I've been covering this team for 5 years. I don't think I've seen a locker room as upset. I don't want to say like mad, but as upset by the loss of a player as I did when they traded Jordan Matthews.
All right, let me bring in Keith Jones at this point because Jonesy understands the chemistry in the locker room. Jonesy, this happens from time
it
to time,
does.
Right?
It does. Really,
what's it like?
It can
what
be
goes
difficult.
On?
It can force a team to dip for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, it's done, you know, early enough before the season starts that they can get back on track. But there's going to have to be some other players step up and fulfill that role that he was playing.
There will, but he will. I mean,
it's going to take Wentz a little bit of time, too.
It is. But I guess this puts a little more pressure, Elliot, on the guys that are here to catch the football. Jeffrey, they're really not going to play much before the regular season. Is that safe to say now?
Yeah, and I mean, he really hasn't played at all. I tracked every pass Wentz throws in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11, and he's thrown 218 passes, and only 6 have gone towards Alshon. So, like, they're not really getting the work that you would hope they would have gotten, considering he's a new teammate of his. Now, I think Alshon is very talented, so it might not end up being an issue, but they're definitely not anywhere close to the same page, and last year, Nelson Aguilar, everyone wanted him gone. Nelson Agholor has been targeted more than any other receiver on the team in training camp. So he's going to be a big part of this offense.
All right, well, that is a concern. Because it's they're basically saying here, even though he let that ball go through his hands in the first preseason game, Elliott, they're basically saying they see Agholor taking over Matthews' role on the field. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, in training camp, like I said, he's been the most targeted receiver. He is going to start in the slot, and I think he's also going to play some outside. Now, Alshon, obviously, I would guess, and then Zach Ertz are going to be the two people they really depend on in the passing game. But Agholor is going to be a big part of the offense. And based off how he's played the last 2 years, you know, he's looked good in training camp at times, but I think there's reason to be concerned about him once again being a big part of the offense.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a risk there. How has Smith looked, Torrey Smith?
Torrey's looked good. He's done well. I mean, he at one point was one of those players where he was making catches where you could look and say, okay, they really have an improved set of receivers around him. He's been a little banged up recently. He got hurt at the end of practice 2 days ago. He seems like he's okay. He didn't do anything against Green Bay, but he did not have a good year last year. And the Eagles basically admitted that when they signed him, that they're hoping they kind of get the player he was in Baltimore 3 years ago and not the guy he was in San Francisco. So he is also a big question mark. And that's my thing with the receivers is, everything is being said about how Wentz has the weapons around him. He has weapons around him now. I don't see the sure things on this offense at the receiver position where you can say he has those players that are going to help him take the next step.
All right. You obviously had a little stronger, higher opinion than I did of Jordan Matthews, but we will all see how it plays out. The reaction by Wentz was fascinating to me because he was almost emotional about it, wasn't he, Elliot?
Yeah, I was standing next to him when he talked about it. He was definitely emotional. And the thing that surprised me was he said, you know, Howie told him about the deal. And, he understands the business. But he said, you know, I told Howie how I felt about it. And I thought that was, you know, Wentz is not really a guy to rock the boat. And I don't think he was trying to rock the boat there. But the fact that, you know, at least it sounds like he kind of told Howie he didn't like the deal was surprising to me that he would do that. I'm not surprised he didn't like the deal because, you know, Matthews was his best receiver and his best friend. But I'm surprised he did vocalize that to Howie.
Here's what he said. He is far more open this year than he was a year ago, yeah. Carson. Mm-hmm. Here's how he displayed his emotion over losing Jordan Matthews.
There's the personal side of things, the football side of things. The football side of things, he's got trust for the doing sick.
All right, now the next part of this story is equally fascinating because it's in Buffalo. Mm. Oh. And you covered McCoy when he was here, Elliot.
Yeah.
And did you understand that McCoy wasn't a huge fan of Jordan Matthews?
Not when he was here. I mean, I remember when Matthews was drafted, McCoy at one point said he thinks that they got the best receiver out of that draft class. And that obviously was a very deep draft class. So when I saw what McCoy said about Matthews, you know, a few days ago, I was surprised that he would say that. One, because I didn't know he felt the way about Matthews. Two, I don't see what benefits McCoy from trashing a new teammate.
Right. Why don't I play this for you too? Because they lost Sammy Watkins in the same in a similar exchange. It was part of the two deals that they made, and clearly, that McCoy loved Watkins way more than he loves Matthews. Listen to this.
Obviously, there's a difference, you know, on the two. We'll see how that moves.
Welcome to Buffalo, huh, Elliot?
it's so weird with Jordan Matthews how people always try to, like, diminish his accomplishments. I mean, he's been a very productive player over the last 3 years, so I don't know why McCoy would feel that way.
All right. Now, I just you go to Buffalo. You've been to Buffalo, right, Elliot?
I actually have never been to Buffalo.
You
haven't. Smart man.
Lucky
man.
Let me tell you something, Elliot. Stay the hell out of that place. It's a hellhole. You don't want to go to Buffalo. All right, then let me get to the best news, because this excited me more than the negative reaction that Elliot had to the trade. You're quoting the best friend in Green Bay of Sidney Jones saying, Sidney's talking about playing this year. Tell us what you know. Tell us what you know, Elliot.
Yeah, so Kevin King, who plays for the Packers, but then was a teammate of Sidney's in college at Washington. The Eagles were obviously in Green Bay last week, so I went over to talk to him about Sidney Jones, and I'm just kind of asking him about, you know, what type of player Sidney is, what type of person he is, and just at the end, it's kind of a throwaway. I was like, oh, so, you know, would you be surprised if he played this year? And, you know, he said, I would be surprised if he didn't. And it's one thing to hear it, but, like, just seeing the way he talked about it and just seeing the certainty. And Kevin King and Sidney played, I mean, they hung out the day before the Green Bay game. I mean, Kevin King was positive that Sidney's going to play this year. Now, I will say, Sidney can be positive he's going to play. That doesn't mean the Eagles are going to let him play.
Exactly.
Because there are some contractual things where it would make sense for them to sit him out all year. But I think, you know, after talking to Kevin King, I think it's safe to say Sidney at least feels like he's going to be healthy enough to play this year.
Elliot, we had doctors on from NovaCare. These guys are the best in the business who said, when you're the age that Sidney Jones is, like 21, that it doesn't take nearly as long as it would a Ryan Howard, who was in his early 30s. That the younger you are and the cleaner the tier is, the more likely you are to play. And I always thought it was crazy that people were writing him off. Can you imagine if this plays out the right way, you could end up with both Darby and Jones as your corners going into the big last part of the season. At that point, you might like this deal, right, Elliot?
Well, all right, not to be negative again, but the thing is, if you're putting Sidney in with 4 weeks to play, I mean, he hasn't had a training camp. He's missed a lot of time. So I guess I would play Sidney if he was healthy, but if the Eagles decided not to, I wouldn't blame them because you don't really want to throw him in to the fire like that with four games to go. So I think having Sidney, if he was healthy right now, and you had him and Darby, yeah, I mean, that's a cornerback tandem that you would like. But I would just be hesitant to put Sidney in at the end of the season after he's missed so long because of the injury.
Right. Elliot, I didn't want to ask this. Now I have to.
Oh, God.
Have you been hanging around with Ray Dittinger?
Well, Ray knows a lot about football, so if I did, I guess I'd be lucky to do that.
Elliot Shore Parks, readermannj.com every day. He's got a lot of good stuff. Thanks, Elliot. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, so there's the first real negative thing.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of it is chemistry.
Yep.
That he's worried about Carson Wentz not having the guy he looks to most in key moments. He's got to develop it. The kid himself says, it's the business. I understand it. It's just, you know, it takes a little getting used to. It's part of what you do.
Are you surprised that the way it sounds, how he did not have a conversation with Wentz before the deal went down?
Interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.